Elevator. See home, Mom. Elevator. One in the door. On the way are. See home, Mom.
Hey, 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 guys. It's Elle. New week, new podcast. I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody's had a great week. Over here, it's been interesting, and if you stay tuned, you'll hear all about it. I'm already like, I want to say not interesting, bad, blah, 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 but I'm not going to qualify any of that. Just wait and see. Random side note, my daughter, when she asks where you're going, if you tell her, she'll say, no, mommy, say, you'll see, because she likes surprises so much. It's really adorable. But anyways, okay, so I had fully intended to not do the podcast this week. I talked to my husband about it. Well, my husband actually came up with the idea because I was just so exhausted and I had no idea what I was going to talk about. And I agreed. I was going to put up a post today that just said, I am exhausted, like my brain on vacation. See you guys next week. And then I put up a post like in my Instagram story that just kind of told about, in a really short manner, what's going on with my kids this week. Excuse me. And I was like, you know, I should really like talk more about this. I think it would be great and funny. And I've been wanting a funny podcast. And so, yeah, so here I am. And this is going to be probably a pretty upbeat one. So yeah, buckle in and enjoy the ride. So, this week got me thinking. You know, people always call it the terrible twos, right? And so, everywhere you go, everybody tells you that two is going to be terrible. And then, if you go to, like, the Christian side, they're often like, oh, you know, you kind of, like, rewrite the narrative, what your words say matter, and all that stuff is definitely true. And they're like, you know, they're the terrific twos. Okay, so I would, like, see, it's not the age that matters. Okay, guys, like, kids are going to be kids. They're going to have tantrums. They're going to cry at the most inopportune times. They're going to cry all the time. They're going to cry loud. They're going to yell loud. They're going to stomp their feet. You know, they're going to have really big emotions in really awkward, uncomfortable, inconvenient ways. That's just, like, that is what it is. And like, if you don't want to deal with that, don't have kids, because they are going to do it. I promise you. That's just like a part of it. And I really wish more people would talk about it, even like amongst, like, it's like you don't get together with anybody, you know, probably, and sit around and be like, oh yeah, you know, my kid had the funniest tantrum. Ha ha ha. That's not what you talk about. I mean, you might be like, you might talk about the fact that your kids have tantrums, but it's not like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's like the most normal part of, like, the most normal conversation, right? You talk about what's wonderful about your kids. And that's great. But I feel like some people might feel alone in their tantrums. You're not. Everybody's going through it. I promise. Okay. It's just that nobody puts them on Instagram. I will stand by that 100 times, that people don't put their kids' tantrums on Instagram. And so we don't know what anybody else's kids' tantrums look like. But for the one person who decides to, who, like, has the balls to do it, or, like, can secretly record their child while they're having a tantrum instead of, like, having to drop to their knees and talk them through it, power to you, because I'm sure you will help a lot of people. But, yeah. So I would not at all say that my, like, daughter's going through a terrible twos. I would say that having two children going through some kind of transition, or if you're into Wonder Week's developmental leap at the same time, is very trying on one's patience, especially if you're trying to be a halfway decent parent, right? I am recording this podcast on Tuesday night. So literally I'm going to record it and post it. And so the week has only, like, we've only been in this week for about 2 days, but I have been giving myself so many compliments and pats on the back. Like, you're so awesome, because like, I'm just so proud with how I'm handling certain situations. And I'm like, I have to give myself every ounce and shred of praise I can to keep me going. Because as a stay-at-home mom, there's no HR department giving me an award for what I'm doing. It's funny, because when I decided I wasn't going to do the podcast, I felt kind of lazy, you know? Like, I was like, man, like, I'm not even doing the one thing that I've committed to. Like, that's terrible. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, I'm making breakfast, lunch, and dinner for everybody in my house. I, like, am changing diapers. I'm feeding myself, my son, then getting up and helping my daughter finish her meal. Like, you know, coaxing her to the bathroom, like all these things. I was like, I think I'm doing pretty good. So let's talk about that for a minute, okay? Shall we? So what this week has looked like. So I just realized that, like, I don't really, like, my daughter and I don't really have, like, these major points of contention or anything. I was wondering, I was like, do we fight a lot or anything like that? No. But we do have the same core issues every day. Okay? Every day. And they can never go away. Well, one day, yes. But they can't right now, at least. So, issue number one. The potty. That big white porcelain bowl in the bathroom. Okay? Everybody has to go to the potty. That's the thing. And my daughter never wants to have to be told to go potty, because she's an independent woman. I think that's like a Beyonce song. I don't know what any of the words say, but just the title is for her. but yeah, so she doesn't want to be told to go to the bathroom. And I don't want to have to tell her to go to the bathroom, because I know that she's going to get all frustrated and upset, right? Okay? Obviously, she can't process that, to know that mommy doesn't want to have to go through this. But if we're leaving the house and I know that we're not going to be near a potty for a while, wisdom, as the parent says, I have to get her to go to the bathroom. And I don't want to use bribery or threatening her or all these things, because I need her to make these decisions later on, because they are the right decisions. And so the quest of finding, like, the perfect way and the perfect way to handle it and the perfect thing to say is, like, oh my goodness. And I hate whenever I have to get to the point where I'm like, hey, I'm going to take your hand. If you can't go to the potty like a big girl on your own, then mommy has to hold your hand and walk you there. And sometimes I do it without saying anything. Like, I just go get her hand and walk her to the potty, and she's like, wait, why are we here? I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And I'm like, we're leaving the house. We have to go. And then if I try to just, like, let her make the decision, then 10 minutes later, we still have yet to go there. And so then I'm still walking her to the potty, but now we're rushing, and now I'm probably a little bit frustrated because I've watched the time dwindle away and I'm nervous that we're going to be late. Hence why I haven't gone to meet up with anybody in ages, because I am always like, that's okay. So yeah, there's that. And then my daughter likes one food right now. Just one, really. No, I take that back. Two. She likes two foods. She likes plain Greek yogurt with a little bit of honey and cereal. Not like good, healthy, quality, wholesome cereal, but like Lucky Charms and Crunch Berries. And by Lucky Charms and Crunch Berries, I mean the berries out of Crunch Berries and the charms out of the Lucky Charms. Okay? I have to coax her to eat the cereal. So what I do is I give her like the tiniest bit of cereal and a thing of yogurt, Like, I make the yogurt at home. Not the actual yogurt, but, like, the yogurt honey mix. And she eats that. So, everything else that I make, even though I know that she likes it because she's eaten it before, no problem, is difficult, to say the least, to get her to consume. We don't have the rule that my daughter has to eat everything on her plate. I just have the rule that she has to try everything and that she has to eat at least 3 crocodile bites, which we count as like big bites of something, so that I at least know that she's getting some kind of food inside of her. And you know, it's funny, my aunt always told me that when kids are hungry, they will eat. So in that regard, my daughter is hungry like maybe twice a week. All the rest of the time, she will drink water or milk or something else, like, as to avoid, like, she just, I don't know, like, she'll take a few bites and that's it. That's all she needs. She's fine. She's running around. And I, on those days, like, if she didn't eat, if she's not eating her food very well, then I'm trying not to give her snacks. And if we're, you know, some days, you know, she gets a bunch of snacks and then I know she's not eating. So I'm like, we were out and so she was hungry, we were in the car or something, so you know, snacks had to be given. So I know that when we get home, she's not really going to eat a ton of what's being put in front of her. And then her new thing is she really enjoys playing with me and daddy, and so when daddy gets home, she doesn't really want to think about eating. But my kids are exhausted beyond measure by 6:30. And our bedtime process takes like until, I would say like 7:38. If we start at 7, then they're probably both in the bed by like 8. If we start at 6:30, then they're both in the bed by 7:30. I have no idea why it takes so long. We only read 2 stories, you guys. Now, in all honesty, if that was the end of bedtime, that would be great. So my son, recently, when we put him in the room and his sister's not in there, he cries through her entire story. My husband gets up, gives him his passy again. It doesn't matter. The moment she walks in, he stops crying. It's terrible. Then my daughter, like, it's so weird because she was such a good sleeper. She had no issues. All of a sudden, I don't know, like, she plays, she wants to get out of bed, she wants to go potty, she wants a snack, she, like, there's just so, she wants an extra kiss, she wants me to come in and give her an extra kiss, she wants a different toy, it's just everything. And then she consistently poops now at night, after she's already been in the bed for a while, she runs out and says, I have to poop. Which she does, but it's just, like, very unfortunate timing. So add an additional hour to whenever time she makes it into the bed, there's at least an hour later. My daughter doesn't really like to go to sleep until the sun does, and we don't have blackout curtains. That's not true. We have curtains. We just are too lazy to hang them right now. Both of us are tired. It would be, like, a kind of a bit of a hassle to, like, climb up on all these different things. We have blinds, but it's just not the same. Okay, so that's just with my daughter. My son, he was doing great. He was sleeping till about 5 or 5:30. He would wake up to feed, he would go back immediately right back to sleep and sleep till like 6:30, which is perfect for me. I don't need to sleep past 6:30. That's fine. And then out of nowhere, he started waking up at 2:30 and 3 again. It's not as bad as the first time. Like, if I can get in there and get the passy at the right moment, then there might only be a few more cries, but then he'll fall asleep. But I wait a full 10 minutes after his last cry before I, like, let myself go to sleep, because it is the worst feeling to close your eyes, start drifting, and then he immediately start crying again. Sometimes it can take up to an hour. Sometimes when I wake up, it's hard for me to fall back asleep. just, I don't know, I start, like, I don't even know what I do. I'm, like, looking at stuff on Instagram, texting my friends who work at night. So there's just, it's just no great sleep being had. And, you know, I'm complaining about that, like, that has something to do with my son, but that is just parenthood. Sleep is, like, a thing of the past. I've heard that you start to sleep a lot better when they get between the ages of, like, 7 and 10. So, if we have another kid anytime soon, we're looking at an additional, 7, 8 more years, and then we get good sleep. Yay! Yeah, exhaustion is such a thing. Like, I don't know. I just don't know how people function so well while exhausted. Like, I just don't. I either drink a nice cold brew or like a nice cold brew coffee, or I dream about it. Wish I was. But you guys, it got so bad that the other day, so I only have to drink, like fully caffeinated coffee about 3 days in a row before it, affects me. So I drank coffee probably like 3 days, I think it was last week, in a row. And then I didn't drink coffee at all. Nothing, no coffee, nothing for 3 days. And then on the third day, I had a severe caffeine withdrawal. I mean, my head was pounding. I was nauseous. I thought I was going to throw up. The world was kind of spinning. I couldn't take loud noises. I was at home with the kids by myself. I had to call my husband. He had to come home early. It was terrible, you guys. It was wild. My husband got home. I went straight to the bed and slept. And he had asked me if he should bring me something caffeinated. And I was like, oh no, don't worry about that. I'm sure I can sleep it off. I went to sleep. I slept for like 2 hours, and when I woke up, it was still there. So then I had to sit. We put the kids down, and then he went and got me some caffeine, and then finally I was like, and then I remember I didn't sleep at all that night. Well, I mean, I did sleep, but like not good at all, because I had caffeine so late in the evening. But it's neither here nor there. So I learned my lesson. There is no everyday coffee happening here, but when I'm not drinking that coffee, I am dreaming about it. Then my kids basically haven't been napping that long together. So, before my son went through whatever he's going through, they were napping for like at least an hour and a half, 2 hours together. Now my son, he sleeps like 45 minutes. So what I do is I put my son down first. I let him fall asleep. That takes like 15 minutes. Then I put my daughter down. It takes her about 10, 15 minutes to fall asleep for naps if, everything is right. So we're just going to go based on like everything being perfect. And so what lets that like 10, 15, 15, 15, 30. Okay. So I get what, like 15 minutes, and then my son's waking up and he's exhausted. So then I have to take him, if I put him back down, well, if I just like give him his passy and walk out, he'll scream at the top of his lungs and my daughter will wake up. She won't wake up at night, but she will wake up during the day. And so I have to take him out of the room into my room, lay him back in the bed, lay with him, and I have to stay there for at least like 30 to 40 minutes or he will wake up and then he'll be cranky. And then, you know, so my kids are falling asleep. I'm all over the place right now, but my kids are falling asleep by like at least by 9, like if they're both fully asleep, completely knocked out. And then, I'm washing dishes because I don't wash dishes during the day, just because I like give myself that as a gift. So any of the times that I would wash dishes, I try to like sit down and like look at my phone or just like, you know, enjoy the moment, whatever it is. I just don't really wash dishes during the day. So I do that at night before bed. most of the time. I'm not gonna lie, it's not every day, but most of the time I wash dishes before bed, or I wash dishes in that 15-minute period that I get when the kids are both sleeping. Or if my daughter wakes up before my son, then I'll wash dishes too. So wash dishes at night, and I've been trying to like have time with God at night, like actual time. And then I try to spend time with my husband by the time we get in the bed to actually go to sleep. It's 11. We always talk in the bed when the lights are out, so we don't actually go to sleep till like 11:30, maybe midnight. And then my son's waking up at like 3, and then it takes me an hour to fall back asleep, so 4, and then he's waking up for good, like again at 4, because that's the time I'm allowing him to feed anytime after 4. And then I put him back down again, and then he's waking up at like 5, 6 if I'm lucky. Yeah, so like I feel, I don't know. But all of this to say, it sounds like I'm complaining, or like I think this is hard. Okay, it is hard, but like that I think this is like unusually rough, or like that I don't even like it, or I don't enjoy it. I'm not gonna say like, oh my gosh, I like, when I was a kid, all I dreamed about was not getting any sleep and like having to like find the perfect words to get my kid to want to go potty, or like trying to coax my daughter to eat. Like, no, obviously. But at the end of the day, I like enjoy the heck out of what I do. Like, I get that like this is not my job, but it is kind of, right? At the same time, and it's really fun. Like, they're great, I like them. And like, I don't know, I think part of like parenthood and family and all that stuff is like your kids are supposed to get on your nerves sometimes. Like, they're supposed to annoy the heck out of you. Like, I feel like that's just part of like life. And it like makes your relationships with your friends so much sweeter when you can talk about like the stuff that's hard and the struggles and that kind of stuff, you know. And I feel like it makes you a better person and like a more interesting person. And who can supply these hilarious stories other than your kids? You guys, it's so funny because I was so excited that my son was pulling up on everything and that he can crawl everywhere. But he can now climb up one-handed on our on a slide in our playroom. And so I literally cannot leave him alone. we had to actually bring out the pack and play again, because in order for me to get anything done, I have to put him in the pack and play to play, because if I leave him out, he puts himself in physical danger every 10 seconds and I get nothing done. so, yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like the wrong message that people have been sending, that you can't like say anything about your, like you can't vent about the I wouldn't even call it like a frustration, but like the challenges of parenthood and still enjoy it. Like I wouldn't call myself complaining about it, which I think is really interesting. I don't like complaining, really. In my opinion, it's like what makes it interesting, right? It is challenging, and I have to like think about it and think about ways I can like love better and communicate better. And it definitely pushes me to be a much better person. It's interesting though, like I've seen people write things like, you know, some moms think they're better than other moms, I guess. And that's definitely true. I'm sure some moms think they're better than other moms. But I was thinking that like all of us moms, like we need to give ourselves a break and give ourselves grace. Like, we're great. Like, you are the parent that was like made for your kid, you know what I mean? Like, and they will, and like, as long as you talk to them and love them and communicate with them, they will give you a lot more grace than I think we expect them to give us. Like, I think that your kids will understand that, like, you didn't get frustrated for no reason. And when you did get frustrated, you apologized. And then I've been changing my wording because my daughter always is like, I'm so frustrated, and likes to stomp her feet. You guys, I don't know what I was thinking. So my daughter, one time she got frustrated. This was like a really long time back. And she like screamed no or something. And I was like, you know, don't do that. When you get frustrated, why don't you stomp? Why did I say that, you guys? My husband brought it up to me. He's like, the other day, our daughter stomped at me when I was trying to tell her to get that she needed to stay in bed. And I told her, you can't do that. And she said, oh no, mommy told me to do this when I'm frustrated. And I was like, oh, it's not good. And then she started doing it like all the time. She like takes pride in those stomps, you guys. So I'm trying to get her to like wiggle her hands, but obviously it doesn't have the same effect. So she doesn't want to do it. So right now I have a stomping child that I completely 100% am responsible for creating. Oh, glory, glory. It's just too funny. We'll see how that goes. But yeah. I love my kids so much. Yeah, so I guess that pretty much sums it up. It's not the terrible twos or terrific twos. It's just childhood, you guys. It's just childhood and parenthood. Like, kids are going to be kids forever and ever and ever. And they're going to push you to your limits, regardless of if they're 2 or 22. So, yeah. May we all be better prepared than we expected and have more support than we like even need, you know. And I just pray and hope that everybody has a great, great week. And yeah, I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys next week.